Good afternoon. This is Dana.
Hi, this is Monica. Welcome to Hype Beauty, Hair, Skin, and Fitness Podcast. So today, my topics are protective hairstyles that are great for the summer and great for working out. So, Dana, I wanted to start off by talking about 10 protective styles to try this summer that are really good for when you're working out, jogging, running, sweating, and work, you know, doing your little fitness routine. And this way, you won't have to be worried about dealing with your hair every day. And this is mainly geared more towards ethnic hair types. It's good for everybody, for non-ethnic as well, but it's mainly geared towards ethnic hair types due to the fact that ethnic hair has to have a little bit more care when it comes to working out and getting into a good fitness regimen. So some of the protective styles that I recommend are box braids, crochet styles, wigs, which are super versatile and they're very protective, braided cornrows and low buns are one of the easiest ways to elevate the look of a low bun is by adding a little bit of braiding hair to it, two-strand twists, pineapple updos, and braided ponytails. Some of the main styles that I wanted to kind of reiterate with our listeners is braiding, because braiding can be damaging on the hair if it's not done correctly, okay?
Okay.
So I do want our listeners to understand that even though braids are a really good protective hairstyle, be sure to not pull the edges too tight. Be sure to let your stylist know, you know, to make sure they use some really good protective edge creams and oils before braiding your hair. And make sure that you actually moisturize and condition your hair very often while you're getting the protective style and after you've taken the style out in between the styles.
Okay. Well, how long are you supposed to keep these protective styles in, Monica?
I suggest keeping them anywhere from 2 to 4 weeks. I say that because if you're working out and you're sweating, that means your scalp is getting bacteria and it may start to create a smell. So you want to make sure that you at least change up your styles 2 to 4 weeks based off of your fitness regimen and how your body perspires.
Oh, okay.
And you also want to make sure that you're, you know, using a nice, you know, headband to kind of, you know, soak up some of the perspiration when you're working out, especially if you're having, you know, like braids or sew-ins. When you have sew-ins, your hair is completely covered with the tracks. So even though it's a really good protective hairstyle, you definitely want to make sure, you know, that you still use care with cleansing your scalp in between you getting the sew-ins and, of course, after each workout. Sleep with your hair up rather than sleeping with your hair down with protective styles, okay?
Okay.
If it's in a braided style or loose bun, just gently wrap your hair with a silk scarf. You don't want to have any type of bobby pins in your hair because they actually cause scalp damage to your hair while you're sleeping. So if you do have a bun, you want to make sure you have a high bun that sits more so to the top so that you won't damage your scalp. If you have a bun low to the back, you want to be sure to sleep on your side, okay?
Okay.
This helps distribute the natural oil from your scalp and throughout the rest of your hair. When your hair is tied up and you're oiling your scalp at night with the protective style, that helps to distribute the natural oil from your scalp throughout the rest of your hair so that your hair is being nourished while it's in the protective style.
Oh, okay.
Well, some other good protective styles that our listeners can try are the cornrows. Cornrows are very natural. They also provide a lot less tension on the hair than individual braids. The bantu knots are also pretty good because those are styles where you can wrap the hair up at night and you can take it loose in the morning for some nice natural curls. It also causes less tension on the hair as well versus doing individual box braids or any type of twist styles.
Okay. So which one is best, though, Monica, if I had to go for twist or braids?
I probably would aim for the twist styles, Dana, because twist styles put less tension on the hair. When you get into doing the braids, you're actually putting more tension on the hair because you have to pull the hair a little bit more when you're braiding it. When you're twisting the hair, you're actually going into the natural flow of how the hair grows anyway when it comes to ethnic hair.
Oh, okay.
So you're actually doing less tension on the hair doing twist out styles or twist styles than you would with braiding styles.
Okay, that's good to know. I like that. So that means I'm wearing my twist out now.
Absolutely. I have my hair in a twist protective style, and I have noticed that my hair is growing. The clients that I service in my salon that have gotten the twist styles, whether it be the passion twist or the glee twist, they're also experiencing some really good healthy hair growth, and it's an excellent protective style. So it definitely works.
Okay, that's good.
All right, Dana, so did you have any more questions about any other type of good protective twist out styles that you think our listeners might want to, you know, or that we could suggest to our listeners?
Well, I was wondering, Monica, what kind of oils, can you give any type of recommendation? What kind of oils I could put in my, you know, keep my scalp moist?
Oh, absolutely, Dana. Our listeners can visit Brazil Beauty Bar Supply. That's BrazilBeautyBarSupply.com, which is our new website. And we have the Black Castor Super Growth Hair Oil, which is really good for stimulating blood flow to the scalp.
Mm-hmm.
It helps with breaking, thinning edges, balding crowns, and hair that's, you know, just coming out as a result of medication or
mm-hmm.
just chemical damage or just damage, period. And it's a really good light hair oil. It's not too heavy, but it works really wonderful with super hair growth.
Oh, great. So I will definitely be purchasing those because I need it right about now. That's what I'm asking.
Oh, absolutely. Okay.
All right.
So our listeners will visit our new website. We have a ton of new items on there. We've got accessories and, you know, hair ties and things like that. So be sure to check it out.
Okay, well, thank you, Monica, for those helpful protective style tips. And here is a special fitness and wellness reminder to all of our loyal listeners. If you're ready for a healthy lifestyle change, come join KumbaFitnessAndApparel.com virtual weight loss spring challenge, where you could win cash prizes and more. We have dynamic personal trainers, women's and men's sportswear, or activewear when you're reaching your fitness and wellness goals. Thank you for tuning and listening to Hype Beauty Hair, Skin, and Fitness Podcast. Don't forget to tune in every Saturday at 1 p.m.